Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service, and I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your answers will be confidential, okay?
Okay.
Okay. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that we're calling you on your cell phone, so we can make this quick as possible, and we would really appreciate your time.
That's fine.
Thank you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably
yes.
Vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you will probably not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. Regardless on how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your age?
53.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
White, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the directions in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion, or never heard about the person or the organization, you can just also say so, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Janelle Bynum, how do you feel with her, or do you know her, or you never heard about her?
Don't know.
Don't know, okay. MAGA Republicans.
Oh, did you say that again?
MAGA, M-A-G-A Republicans.
50.
50, okay. Kamala Harris.
50. I mean, yeah, 50. I don't know.
Okay. Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
30.
Okay. J.D. Vance.
I know less about him than any of them, so I'll probably say 10.
10, okay. Project 2025.
60.
Okay. Democrats in Congress?
60.
Joe Biden?
60.
Donald Trump?
I'd say 60 as well.
Republicans in Congress?
50.
50. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if the elections of U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republicans or the Democrats?
Honestly, I don't know.
Okay, don't know. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Democrat Kamala Harris, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or Green Party candidate Jill Stein?
Kennedy.
If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were only Republican, Donald Trump, and Democrat, Kamala Harris, for whom would you vote?
Oh, that's a tough one. I say Trump. Ouch.
Trump?
Yes.
Okay. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential elections? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, someone else, or don't know?
I don't know. It's a crapshoot.
Okay. And now, it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican Lori Chavez de Rimmer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori.
Even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 24th?
I don't know.
There a fair chance you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
Slight.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yeah, I think he should have stepped down a long time ago.
Okay, and if that's strongly approve or somewhat approve, disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president, strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, don't know or refuse?
Somewhat
disapprove, okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez de Rimmer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
No.
Okay. So the and is that strongly approve or disapprove or somewhat disapprove of the job that Chavez de Rimmer is doing in Congress? So it will be strongly disapproved, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori de Rimmer. Please let me know how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Rimmer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all, okay? Chavez de Rimmer is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budgets which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate health care coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their face share because they fund her party's campaigns. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, or don't know.
What's the second, from the top, sorry, is it not great deal, but what's the next one?
Great deal, quite a bit, just
quite
some.
Quite a bit.
Okay. Chavez de Rimmer stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promise his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will never have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up or to those trying till the end, or democracy, and that's clear, not Chavez Redeemer. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, don't know or refuse?
I'm going to say don't know because I'm not really big in the politics, to be honest with you.
Okay. Chavez de Rimmer has embraced Trump, whose Extreme Project 2025 would radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminate the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBT rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cut environmental regulation while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. A vote for Chavez de Rimmer is a vote to undetermine our democracy. What do you think? Great deal? Quite a bit? Just some? Not at all? Don't know.
I don't agree with it, so where would you put that one?
So was it like not at all?
Sure.
Okay. Lori Chavez de Rimmer voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to refund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts means less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cyber crimes. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori taught on crime, but is just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all, don't know or refuse to answer.
Not at all.
Okay. We're 81% complete in this senior. Appreciate your time.
Thank
Seniors
you.
Have worked to earn their retirement security.
How much longer do we have?
Not more than 3 minutes, okay? I will go real quick.
Actually, I've got a medical issue and I've got to use the restroom and I can't take you with me, so I'm not going to finish.
Well, let me just finish this one and we'll just finish two more questions real quick.
No, ma'am, sorry.
Okay.